I take it with a lot of pride. I've considered myself a leader on this team the last couple of years, and I think we have a lot of leaders on our team. You know, it's not just the guys wearing letters. There's quite a few guys that that carry a large leadership role on our team. So for me, to go along with Laddie and Stewie, I think we have a great kind of great core there, and then there's a lot of other guys that that are leaders on our team too. So to answer your question, I'm flattered and I'll wear it with a lot of pride, and that's really it.
Does it change much, Blake, in how you go about? You've mentioned you've considered yourself a leader and that sort of thing.
No, it changes nothing. I think it's a great honor to wear a letter in this league. You never want to downplay that. But for me, it doesn't change anything. I'm still going to approach things the same way, still prepare the same way, and just try to work as hard as I can and try to be an example for everyone else.
When was the last time you wore a letter in any league?
It was last year, last game of the season.
On a full-time basis.
In my last year at school, I wore an A as well.
Like, you had a lot of success towards the end of last season particularly. Can you pinpoint a bit what was working well for you?
Well, I think most of last year was a solid year. I think I've discovered things that work for me over the last couple of years, and it's mostly having to do with preparation, how I approach every game, getting myself mentally and physically geared up for every night, and as a young player, it took me a little while to figure out some of those things, getting into a routine that that works for me. So that's really where I attribute all my success, is just how I prepare every night to go out there and be my best.
Do you have to try to not put pressure on yourself to get off to a good start? You had a little bit slower starts a couple times, right?
Yeah, we're obviously going to be talking about that, but I think my finish has been pretty solid. I think you look at my body of work over the last 3 years, it's not bad. So it's easy to grab 10, 15 games here and there, and they've been at the start of every year. I want to get off to a good start, and it's not just for me. It's not so I can come and face you guys 20 games in and say, look what I did. I feel everyone's got to get off to a good start for our team to get off to a good start, and I really believe that each individual can have a huge impact to getting us where we want to go.
Like, you say you felt like a leader the last couple of years, a lot of different ways you can be a leader. How do you describe yourself as a leader? What type of leader are you?
I think my play. I think that definitely, I think the way I went about my business, was definitely, showed leadership qualities. And like I said, just the way I prepare for games, I think I've done a much better job the last couple of years of, preparing myself to come in every day and be as good as I can be. So that comes with time. You don't come into this league as 20, 21-year-old and just have that. Some people do. But for me, it took a little bit of time to get that down. So I think that that plays into it as well.
Blake, it was a pretty small sample when you and Mark and Evander played together as a line. But there was some magic there for a very short time. When you talk about maybe trying to get off to a better start, that has to be a little encouraging too, to know that you've done it with those guys.
Well, those two guys look great. They came into camp in just great shape. Both of them can skate for days. It's almost a little bit scary, I'm going to have to keep up to guys. So that's going to be awesome, playing with two guys that just have a ton of energy and just want the puck at all times. And, you get them the puck, and they're dangerous all over the ice. So it really is exciting to have two guys with the capabilities that those guys have. And, it's just really about coming together and trying to figure out what's going to make us successful every night. What do we do better than anyone else does? And, I think skating is probably the first and foremost thing. But, from there, it's just about getting that puck and playing with it as much as possible, because I think we can do some great things if we have the puck.
It's only one practice, but just initial thoughts on kind of what Paul's trying to implement here. He spoke to us about how he's changed the three systems, and that this is very much a teaching training camp. It's not just about getting you guys in, say, game shape.
Yeah, I think that skate at the end of last year kind of scared a lot of people. There was a lot of talk this summer, so I think it was a great tool, because I think you look at our team and a lot of guys came in pretty good shape this year. So I think that was maybe a little bit of a scare tactic that worked. I thought it was a really good practice. I I don't think it was too much by any means. I think we got what we want accomplished. We were able to work on some systems, you know, get some continuity out there with what we're trying to do, get a little bit of work in at the end. And, you know, it wasn't overkill at all. I thought it was a really good skate. You know, there wasn't any standing around, and that's what you want.
For a guy that can utilize the speed the way that you can, when you hear that Maurice really wants to play an aggressive, very, very up-tempo style of game, is that something that you are encouraged by and
Well, yeah,
and
I think, you know, I think with when Paul came in, you know, I thought, you know, personally, I thought my game, you know, went to a different level, and I think it plays into that. You know, I think he recognized as a team what we do well. We have big guys who can skate well. I'm a part of that. You know, I'm a big guy who can skate well, and I think he came in and wanted to utilize those strengths. So I think that's why it was such a great fit last year when Paul came in. And I'm just really excited about the things he's trying to do this year. I think we can, you know, we can take off and have a great start.
Do you approach training camp any differently this year compared to other years? Now that you have the A, do you take on more responsibility?
I don't think so. You know, like I said, you don't want to be something you're not. You know, what I've done the last couple of years, that's gotten me to this point. And, you know, I don't need to go prove anything. I don't need to bring pom-poms out and try to be that. That's not who I am. You know, I'll let my play dictate my, you know, my leadership qualities. You know, be vocal in the room. Those are the things that I bring to the table. I'm not going to do anything differently just because I was recognized by being a captain.